From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Pakistan searches for bombers. Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has vowed to intensify counterterrorism operations in the wake of Sunday's suicide bombing in Lahore. A military spokesman said Monday security agencies have conducted several operations based on initial leads in the case and have arrested a number of suspects. A man widely reported to be the main suspect in last week's Brussels terrorist attacks has been released due to a lack of evidence. Belgium's federal prosecutor said Monday authorities had no justification to hold the man, identified only as Feikel C. Media reports had suggested the man might have been the third individual seen in an airport security camera footage alongside the two men who blew themselves up there. Earlier Monday, police released more airport surveillance footage and asked the public for help in identifying the man. Syria's army says the recapture of Palmyra will be a launching point for expanding operations against the Islamic State group. Backed by Russian airstrikes, pro-government forces reclaimed control of Palmyra after a 10-month Islamic State occupation. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the offensive left 400 militants dead, along with more than 180 pro-government fighters. An Angolan court Monday sentenced 17 young activists to prison terms of 2 to 8.5 years for rebelling against the government of President José Eduardo dos Santos. One of those sentenced is a well-known rap singer. The sentence followed a lengthy trial seen by Angola's political opposition as an example of Angolan government's repression of dissent. This is VOA News.